September 3rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "During these tenuous times, I urge all of my children to pray for the conscience of this country. People of power are trying to erase concern for others and to change the heart of this nation into a nation which does not see the consequences of their actions. People think by pursuing unwarranted, violent protests, they are changing the nation for the better. In fact, they are being led by evil to choose violence over law and order. These protests are politically motivated. While the protesters think they are helping others, they do not look ahead to see the long-term effects of such social disorder. This disorder lays the way for a leader who on the outside may seem to be the solution, but has a hidden agenda of evil once he attains power. Still others may seek office, but are only puppets of evil control. Pray, children, that the heart of this nation receives spiritual insight as to what and who is inspiring this unprecedented violence. This is a call to recognize the truth of who is instigating all this disorder." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. "The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.